All right, so today we're going to do a deep dive into e-commerce customer service best practices. We're going to be looking at an article by Jim Clannon.
Right.
And he's co-founder of Double Dome, which has a pretty solid track record in creative design.
Yeah.
And more importantly for us, keeping their clients happy.
Definitely.
Now, you flagged this article for this deep dive, and basically we're going to really pull out, you know, what are the actual strategies for really top-notch online customer support, and really why is this so crucial to success?
Totally.
You know, often I think it's thought of as secondary to just having an amazing product, but Clannon really argues that it is foundational.
Absolutely. I think that's a really common thing.
Yeah.
You know, businesses will just pour all of their energy into making the product perfect.
Right, right.
And they forget about the experience around the product.
Right.
Which can actually be even more important.
Yeah, and he really digs into that. So let's jump into one of the first things he talks about, which is training.
Yeah.
He says pretty plainly, quote, many customers will leave if they love the product or service, but they hate the customer service.
Oh, yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not enough to just have a great product or service.
Absolutely not.
You really got to have a team in place that is ready to handle any issues that come up.
Right.
And do it efficiently. So you're not, you know, running a customer around through multiple different contacts,
right,
putting them on hold forever.
Nobody wants to be on hold.
No. And you know, that leads to so much frustration.
Oh, I feel it.
So talk to me about, like, what kind of training is really effective in empowering customer service agents to do this well.
Well, you know, it's interesting because it goes beyond just knowing about the product.
Okay.
Or even, like, basic, you know, customer service politeness.
Right, right.
It's really about empowering the agents to solve problems. Mm-hmm. So, you know, having training that simulates real customer scenarios.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and focuses on things like de-escalation techniques and making sure that the communication is really clear.
Got it.
Especially over digital channels.
Yeah.
Which can sometimes be tricky.
Absolutely. And you know, we're always talking about data. So how do we measure this?
Yeah.
Like, what are the metrics that we can look at to really show that this training is effective?
Well, one of the biggest ones is first call resolution rate.
Okay.
So, you know, can you resolve the customer's problem on that first interaction? Because that's going to save everybody time and energy.
Right. Absolutely makes sense.
And it's going to make those customers happier.
Yeah. And something else that Clannon brings up that I think is so important is the role of social media.
Oh, yeah.
He's basically saying that word of mouth is everything now.
Absolutely.
And it's amplified online.
Right.
You know, you can have a business's reputation be completely transformed.
Oh, totally.
In a matter of hours.
Yeah, just a couple of tweets.
Because of something that happens online.
Yeah, one bad interaction.
Yeah. So how can businesses, like, really kind of navigate this new world where everything is so public and it's happening so quickly?
Well, it's really about being proactive.
Okay.
So, you know, not just waiting for something bad to happen.
Right.
And then trying to react to it.
Got it.
But actively monitoring social media.
So, like, they should be looking for mentions of their brand.
It gets both good and bad.
Okay.
And then having a clear system for responding to those mentions.
Right.
In a timely and helpful way.
Got it.
So really showing customers that you're listening.
So it's about demonstrating that you actually care about the feedback.
Totally.
Okay, and Clannon also recommends, you know, having multiple different channels for support.
Right.
Like having your phone number readily available, having a chat feature on your website.
FAQs,
yeah. And making sure your social media is responsive.
Yeah, gotta have it all.
Why is this so important? Like, why not just have one thing?
Well, you know, everybody's different.
Okay.
Some people want to pick up the phone.
Right.
And talk to a human being.
Yeah, I'm one of those people.
Other people are like, I don't want to talk to anybody.
Right.
I just want to find the answer myself on your website.
Totally.
And some people want that instant gratification of chat.
Got it.
So it's really about giving people options.
Okay.
And making it easy for them to get the help they need in the way that they want to receive it.
So it's about reducing that friction.
Totally.
Making it really smooth.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. And finally, Clannon talks about the importance of really addressing customer service issues online.
Yeah.
Like, not just sweeping them under the rug.
Right.
But making it clear that you're paying attention and that you're trying to fix things.
Absolutely.
So how does that benefit a business?
Well, I mean, think about it from a customer's perspective.
Okay.
If you see a company actively responding to complaints
mm-hmm.
and trying to find solutions for people,
yeah,
that builds trust. It shows that they care.
Okay.
And it can actually be even more impactful than never seeing any complaints at all.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because it shows that they're human.
Okay.
And that they make mistakes, but they're committed to making things right.
So it's about transparency.
Absolutely.
Got it. So basically what Clannon is saying is that e-commerce customer service is not an afterthought.
Right.
It's not something you just kind of tack on at the end.
Yeah.
It's really a fundamental part of business success.
Totally. It should be part of the foundation.
And it needs to be prioritized from the beginning.
Totally.
And it's often, you know, kind of relegated to the back burner.
Yeah, for sure.
But it shouldn't be.
It needs to be front and center.
Yeah. It needs to be part of the core strategy of the business.
It really does.
Yeah, cool. So basically, every interaction with a customer is an opportunity to build loyalty.
Absolutely.
And strengthen your brand.
Yeah.
That's a really good takeaway.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you, listening, now that you've heard this deep dive, what's one thing you can do today to evaluate and maybe even improve your customer service, your accessibility, your training?
Especially thinking about what we talked about with social media.
Yeah, think about that ripple effect.
Totally.
Every interaction you have with a customer online or off can have huge repercussions.
Absolutely.
So really think about that. And thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Thanks for having me.
It's been great.
Yeah, this was fun.
Awesome. All right, see you next time.
See ya.